The BBC presents Pipes of Scotland. There's an old Scottish saying that it takes 7 years of his own learning and 7 generations before to make a piper. Pipe major William Ross, whose name is known to pipers the world over as one of the great masters, has these qualifications and more. His forebears, as far back as he can trace them, were all pipers, and all the members of his family, including his sisters, were expert players. He and his bagpipes have served the crown for over 50 years, first in the Scots Guards until the end of the 1914-18 war, then 14 years with the Lovat Scouts, and now as instructor at the Army School of Piping at Edinburgh Castle. And he's still going strong. Listen to him playing two examples of the best-known competition marches, the Duke of Roxburgh's farewell to Blackmount Forest and Bonnie Anne. The burly figure of Pipe Major Ross is a familiar sight along Edinburgh's Royal Mile, from the castle on its rock high above Princes Street to St Giles Cathedral, and beyond to the Royal Palace at Holyrood. See him striding along there on a ceremonial occasion in all his panoply, kilt swirling, Glengarry ribbons and pipe streamers fluttering in the breeze, rows of medals and medals on his proud chest. The Royal Victorian Order, conferred on him by George V, the MBE, awarded by George VI, the 9 clasps to the Gold Medal of the Pembroke Society, the 12 clasps to the Gold Medal of the Lochaber Gathering at Fort William. And from his pipes come the strains of an old march, My Native Highland Home, soon to change to the well-known Strathspey, the Brig of Perth, and the Flagon, a reel as spirited as its name suggests.